Shalom Aleichem of the Yafif Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Sadivav, Menachas 96a, pagination is 191. We'll start from the Mishnah, which is on the fifth line. Chavite Kohen Gadol, the loaves of the Kohen Gadol, that's the 12 loaves that were brought daily, that the full Isaron for each was brought in the morning and was divided. Lishasan va'arichasan va'afiyasan bifnim v'dochos es ha-shabos. The kneading, the arranging, and baking are all done inside the Beis HaMikdash, and it does get done on Shabbos. Rashi explains that in general, the Isaron that measures the flour was not sanctified, because that was a measure that was used by everyone, and we were at risk that a person would measure his flour and then walk out, and if it was already sanctified flour, then walking out with it from the area of sanctity would invalidate the flour, invalidate the korban. When we are dealing with the Chavite Kohen Gadol, though, we're working with the half Isaron, which, as we mentioned in a previous session, was only used for this purpose, to divide the Chavite Kohen Gadol flour into two, so that some of it is used in the morning and some at night. So that half Isaron is Eino Maser Elo LeKohanim. That's something that was only done by Kohanim, and we could rely that they're going to pay attention and do it properly, and therefore we would sanctify that flour when we do the division into the half Isaron, and therefore it had to be done in the Beis HaMikdash in a sanctified area. Kalal Omar Rabbi Akiva said a rule, Kol malacha she'efshar la'asos me'erev Shabbos, anything that can be done before Shabbos, in a doche es ha-Shabbos, is not going to push away Shabbos, and that's why, I don't think I read it, but techinosan v'harkadosan in a doche es ha-Shabbos, the grinding, the sifting, is not going to push away Shabbos. That's something that can be done from before Shabbos. V'she'i efshar la'asosam yev Shabbos doche es ha-Shabbos, but anything that cannot be done before Shabbos is going to push away Shabbos, and you're going to do it on Shabbos, even though normally the baking would be considered a Shabbos violation. Over here, that's precisely what is done. Let's skip three lines, and then in the middle of a line, Lechem haponim orkan yud tfachim, v'rach van hei tfachim, v'karnosav sheva etzbaos. The size of the lechem haponim, the showbreads on the shulchan, are 10 tfachim long, 5 tfachim wide, and its horns, you have to know what that means, but some sort of protrusion, presumably, are 7 etzbaos, 7 widths of a finger. Let's skip three lines, and at the end of a line, Hashulchan Arko Yud V'rachva Chamisha. The first opinion says that the Shulchan was 10 tfachim wide. I'm sorry, 10 tfachim long. V'rachva Chamisha, and that's what we're going to be focused on, its width is 5 tfachim. Lechem aponim orko yod v'rachvo hei. And the lechem aponim have a length of 10, and its width is 5. Nosan orko k'neged rachvo shal shulchan. The length of the lechem aponim is matching the width of the shulchan, and therefore it's protruding on either side 2.5. Says the Mishnah, V'kofal tevachayim umechza, 2.5 gets folded over, Mikan on one side, Utfachaim Machza Mikan and 2.5 on the other side as well. Nimtza Orko Memale Rachva Shal Shulchan Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Lechem Aponim covered the entire width of the Shulchan. Again, it was 5 in width, and the Lechem Aponim are 10 in length. When you match them up, there's an extra 5, 2.5 on one side, 2.5 on the other, and those get folded over. That's how Rabbi Yehuda holds. Now, we're going to see the next shita, which is the way the Rambam paskins, Reb Meir, who holds that the Shulchan was actually wider, and therefore there will end up, after your fold over, being some space on the Shulchan, and that's where the bezichin, the spoons with the Lavona, the frankincense, are going to be placed. However, either way, we have to understand what this folding over is about. In the Mishnah's presentation right now, it sounds like they're actually folding it over, that it was malleable, it was able to be moved, and once you moved it, it would hold in place, apparently, because the Lechem Aponim had to rest on each other until the poles were put in after Shabbos. That's how our Mishnah sounds. It sounds like v'koflon. They folded it over, and the purpose of the molds was to position them in such a way that it started training them, if you will, to be able to be bent. It might be interesting to explore over here if perhaps the word kofel wasn't meant to describe that it's going to happen now, but that in anticipation of it bending over and being inappropriate, it's extending over the side of the Shulchan, it was already made kaful. It was made during the molding process, during the baking process, and that's actually what made it be called, perhaps, Lechem Haponim, that it had many sides. In any case, that is an item that needs to be explored. Rabbi Meir, Omer Rabbi Meir says, HaShulchan Arko Yud Beis, on the contrary, the Shulchan is a length of 12 tvachim, but the key factor, V'rachvo Vav, and its width is 6 tvachim. Lechem Aponim Arko Yud V'rachvo Hei, he also holds the Lechem Aponim dimensions are a length of 10 and a width of 5. Nosen arko keneged rachbo, when you do the length of the Lechem Aponim to the width of the Shulchan, and your kofel tefachayim mikan or tefachayim mikan, and you fold over 2 tefachim on the sides, utefachayim revach ba'emtza, and between the stacks there's going to be 2 tfachim, kedei sheteya ruach min hashaves bohem, so that the air could circulate. So the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is that Rabbi Meir is making the shulchan larger, is describing a larger shulchan. In terms of the width of the shulchan, it's not really going to impact us, because there simply will be less to have to fold over in the Lechem Haponim. Instead of folding over 2.5, he's only folding 2, but it's either way going to be flush with the sides of the Shulchan. That doesn't change anything really in the appearance. What does get changed is that since the Shulchan is a length of 12 and the Lechem Haponim widths are 5 plus 5, there actually will be 2 tfachim there of space between the arrangements of the Lechem Aponim, which will allow for the bezichin to be placed there. And indeed, Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, Shama yunostim shnei bezichin levona shel Lechem Aponim, it is between the 2 stacks of the Lechem Aponim, according to Reb Meir, that there was space there, that they would place the 2 spoonfuls of levona. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.